Yeah, I mean, Wana Bodhiyan is the formal name,
oh.
And Wana means forest,
yeah.
And Bodhiyan, of course, is Unpa Chan's Jokum title,
yeah.
And then what Kuan is a means dam, and what it is a reservoir. It's about a when the the government built Sirinhorn Dam as a hydroelectric dam, then it backed up this large reservoir, and then a peninsula formed in the reservoir,
mm.
And then the government felt that if they left it to the government, then it wouldn't be protected. There was the forest was very beautiful, and they lots of wild animals, and so then they asked Ajahn Chah to take about, I don't know, they offered him about, oh, I don't know, 4,000 or 5,000 acres, and Ajahn Chah sort of says, oh, that's kind of difficult to look after. I'll just take 1,000. Which was the actual peninsula itself. As in the end, when Ajahn Puri saw was the, and it proved very difficult to protect. I mean, the villagers there were very poor, not very interested. So there was always a hunters and log poachers all the time. And then Ajahn Puri saw when he was there actually made a substantial wall across that peninsula and really protected it. The wall itself didn't protect it completely, but it helped. And then we had the military come in, do patrols with M16. That helped. But it went for years. So there's a lot of them, but there was always a lot of wild animals, different kinds of deer and monkeys and lemurs and I can't remember what else. Lots of wild boar. Cutest thing was, I remember living out at the out in the very tip of the peninsula, and sitting up there and seeing the, they're called mouse deer. They're deer about this big, and they're hooves. They're so cute, and they're very very shy. So that Wakuan's always been a favorite place of Ajahn Chah's. So then when he had this group of university students come and ordain